I remember after she died, how many teachers were in complete shock. I think they all underwent just their own grieving process because Melissa was brilliant and was communicative and she was social and she was popular and she had tons of friends. And unless you were willing to listen to her, you just wouldn't have never guessed that she'd be the kind of person that would feel her life wasn't worth living. It was hard for me in my life to categorize her as a friend who committed suicide because she didn't intentionally mean to do it. And that was a lot of healing that I needed to go through that I really never went through at that time. After she died, we had this big school rally where they brought everybody in, which I applaud them for at least not pretending it didn't happen. I don't know how you could pretend it didn't happen, though. She was pretty much involved with everything, so it would be a pretty big hole missing. Their idea of handling it was to have the school counselor be in the library, and if you were feeling sad, you could go talk to them. And they did that for 2 weeks. And then we never talked about Melissa again. Our choir teacher tried to do something special. And so her favorite movie was Little Mermaid. And I sang a solo in choir because we were both first sopranos for her. And that was 7 months after her death. And after that, nobody tried anything else. So Melissa really died. She was really gone. And I never dealt with it. I never had any resources. Internet wasn't readily available like it is now. I came from a home where that was not okay to talk about. And so I went a long time really not thinking about that. But in addition to not thinking about that, I didn't realize the effect it had on my life and the abuse that I was undergoing at home, which, to be specific, the abuse I was going through was very disgusting. It was emotional, physical, and sexual from one of my older siblings. And so I was undergoing every type of abuse possible. And all of it was cyclic. Once I started to look for some healing, I needed to know how the monsters that victimized me became monsters. And I needed to know how the monsters that victimized them became monsters. I was hungry to find out why naturally my family were humorous, beautiful, loving people, how we could turn to being so dark. I couldn't get it. It made no sense to me. And it didn't look like that from the outside. I think if people heard my story now, there would still be a lot of people in shock on what I went through because we never showed it. And so all that to say, as I got into college and became independent, I started to notice that I had some issues. I'm a pretty calm, cool, collected person. Like I said, I love to have fun. I love life. Now, also looking back, I have Melissa to thank for that too, because I don't take life for granted.